AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. At least 24 people have died in the Los Angeles area wildfires.
A growing number of firefighters, including from out of state and out of the country, as well as equipment like planes and water trucks, are in the Los Angeles area as more winds threaten new wildfires. LA County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
We're very well prepared for the next event, but that's never going to be, we're never sure that we're going to be able to catch the next fire and keep it small. They said 70 mile an hour winds. It's going to be very difficult to contain that fire.
He warns be prepared for evacuations. This comes as many residents try to get back to check their homes and pets following their first evacuations last Tuesday.
We want to get you in there.
LA County Sheriff Robert Luna says for many, it'll have to wait.
The Altadena area, we are in the third day of grid searching. It is a very grim task.
He says remains have been found. He also says arrests have been made. I'm Julie Walker.
A federal judge says the Justice Department can release Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigative report on President-elect Trump's 2020 election interference case. The ruling from the U.S. District Judge, who was appointed to the bench by Trump, is the latest in the back and forth in a court dispute over the report. President Biden says he's leaving President-elect Trump with a strong hand to play.
Right now, in my view, thanks to our administration, the United States is winning the worldwide competition. Compared to 4 years ago, America is stronger. Our alliances are stronger. Our adversaries and competitors are weaker. We have not gone to war to make these things happen.
Biden will leave office at a turbulent moment for the globe, with a series of conflicts raging. This is AP News. The IRS is distributing about $2.4 billion to taxpayers who didn't receive their COVID stimulus payments.
By the end of January, approximately 1 million taxpayers will receive special COVID stimulus payments of up to $1,400 from the IRS. The agency says it's distributing those payments to taxpayers who failed to claim a recovery rebate credit on their 2021 tax returns. After reviewing its internal data, the IRS found that many eligible taxpayers who filed a 2021 tax return did not claim the recovery rebate credit. The payments will go out automatically this month and should arrive by direct deposit or check by late January. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And country music star Carrie Underwood will perform America the Beautiful at Donald Trump's inauguration next Monday. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.